program, you are about to hear all slack confidants is dirty, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of subgenus, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Warning. The following show has been found to cause low birth weight, genital shrinkage, and hideous birth defects. And we're not talking about fetuses.
The Marlboro Man is dead. Long live the Marlboro Man. In our dreams, he remains the hero of a thousand billboards. The ultimate salesman for the sexy macho flame of death. Yes. The original Marlboro Man is gone, but his son, the Marlboro Man Jr., lives on, going boldly where his father never dared to go.
Welcome, seekers! Welcome to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. I'm that infernal hell witch from the dark side of the tracks, the Reverend Susie the Floozy, the girl who can't help smoking in bed. And oh, the performance of my ministry to you, dear seekers, is so tiring. Oh, it sure is hard work reaming young minds 8 ways from X day, and it sure does take a toll on me. After a typical workday pulling the train down at Negi's Pool Hall in East Hades, I'm shot. Oh, what this tired old piece really needs is to kick back, prop my feet up, yeah, like they haven't been all day. Oh, and have a nice, relaxing smoke. Ah, yeah, that's the ticket. Oh, feel the burn as that tissue dies. And you seekers out there, smoke 'em if you got 'em. In fact, everybody out there needs to light up right now, even if you've never smoked before. Oh, especially if you've never. Oh, you'll all be smoking come X day, so go ahead and take the plunge. I mean it, right now. Veer off over to the side of the road and run into that convenience store and rip the wrapper off a pack of Chesterfields and stuff all 20 of them in your face and torch them, bucko. Because I think you're finally old enough. Oh, the time is right to have that discussion about cigarettes. So I'll give you a few minutes to score some coffin nails. Oh, mind if I pyroflatulate?
I guess I'll just smoke my cigarette. Take a big drag!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Kentucky Club Pipe Tobacco, the choice of the people, presents Vox Pop, the voice of the people, direct from the RCA exhibit at the New York World's Fair. Vox Pop is conducted by Parks Johnson.
Hello, everybody. How are y'all?
And yours truly, Wally Butterworth. On Vox Pop, the spotlight is directed on John Q. Public. In honor of Kentucky Club, the only pipe tobacco that is packaged in a patented Fresh Tex wrapper inside that handsome blue tin.
You will notice that I have told them they may smoke. I've allowed my people to have a little fun in the selection of bizarre tobacco substitutes. Are you enjoying your cigarette, Ed?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, darling.
Oh, tastes good. Like a cigarette should.
anyway.
It's 'cause the whole world is smoking. Can't stop joking. It's how you do me. My filter's burned to ashes. Love's gone out of fashion. It's how you do me.
Yeah,
wherever you are, at home, at the office, or like this couple on a honeymoon trip to the Argentine, now you can enjoy the best taste yet in any cigarette.
Old Gold cures just one thing, the world's choice tobaccos, to give you a treat instead of a treatment.
Ruth takes packs of Luckies right from the production line. She cuts the cellophane wraps in half and removes them. She puts each half, open end down, in a pan of mercury.
Mike Wallace at Hamilton Harbor, Bermuda. A big race may cover miles, but at the mark, a matter of inches can make the all-important difference. Same thing in smoking pleasure. A little difference can mean a lot.
I don't fret when it's rainy and wet, or sizzling hot and dry. My jacket keeps the weather out and freshness in.
Yes, Old Gold. The cigarette with nearly 200 years of tobacco know-how behind it. Made by tobacco men, not medicine men. Smoother, milder, tastier, Old Gold cigarette. Just you try an Old Gold, folks.
In a cloud of smoke, I see you. Signals cross the room as I watch you. Rings and puffs and streams of words I see. In a mentholated dream, what can it mean? Do you need a light? I wonder, do you even smoke? Should I offer? If I were you, I'd try to get away. Your life is smoke and the world is my ashtray. And it's a dry. It's a dry.
Let's get down to brass tacks, seekers. Oh, yeah. Because tonight, I'm working tobacco road. Yeah, sit down and light up, because it's time to have an open discussion about cigarettes. After all, that's what the big tobacco giants are encouraging in all those full-page ads. They're trying to prove they aren't the weasels that the media makes of them. Why, they're a bunch of nice, square, downright civic-minded fellows. They spend millions on public service efforts for our country's young people. They sponsor fine, family-oriented sporting events. Oh, at the core, they embody the fine, honorable tradition of the heroic American farmer. Right? Well, hey, that's what they spend millions of dollars per year to make you believe. This carefully cultivated Madison Avenue false front of fatherly patrio-corporate pride and unwavering dedication to the American ideal.
I'm proud to be an American!
Well, there's a very ugly side to this business, and I'm just the one to open this sticky, dripping gunny sack and make you take a peek inside. Because I'm the sort of girl who not only slows down when I pass a grisly multi-car pileup, I pull over to take photos and critique the victims. Oh yes, tobacco culture is interwoven into the rich tapestry of America from its very earliest days. Oh, tobacco is a pioneering tradition, and later the movies and advertising helped glamorize smoking. When the Second World War was over, everybody felt like lighting up a fag, and who can blame them? Oh, my own mother was among them. She survived the Blitz in London, and she rewarded her perseverance with a pack-a-day Pall Mall habit. And they are mild. Yeah, the slogans became ingrained in the public consciousness through constant massage. And those brightly wrapped coffin nails were everywhere. The first blue light of early television was brought right into America's homes by tobacco companies. Oh, they were more than just an oligopoly. They were sponsors, bringers of warm family entertainment right into the homes of the bedazzled masses. Cigarette jingles were as familiar as Christmas carols, and comedy stars and singers and even doctors extol the healthy virtues of a good, clean smoke. Cigarette commercials were bright and fun and satisfying. Hell, it's not too much of a stretch to imagine having sex with that leggy, dancing old gold package. What a butt she had. Oh, yeah, the world was a big, happy, overflowing ashtray. And as the tobacco cartel grew fat on profits and the powerful tobacco lobby gained clout in the smoke-filled rooms of Washington, D.C., things seemed to be perfect. But then cracks appeared in the tobacco conspiracy's foundations in 1950, when Reader's Digest published an article called Cancer by the Carton. Their response to this critical scrutiny was a wave of reassuring statistics and doublethink, and they added filters to their cigarettes. Oh, a measure that saved the money since it took less tobacco, and filters were cheap, just wads of cotton or cellulose. Oh, but less nicotine only made smokers put away more cigarettes to get that same kick. And some filters actually let more tar and nicotine through than before. And there's even evidence that the Kent Micronite filter once contained the miracle ingredient, asbestos. Oh, but this strategy worked on another critical level. It bought the company's time. The tobacco conspiracy maintained its rulership of the airwaves. But when TV's fairness doctrine uncorked a flood of anti-smoking public service announcements back in the late 60s, the heat they generated was hot enough to make the cigarette companies decide to cut and run rather than to deal with the issue. And so, as of January 1st, 1971, the warmly familiar strains of the Marlboro Man's theme were never more heard on television or radio. Oh, but it was actually worth their while to blow off millions of advertising dollars, because this ploy successfully drove a stake through the heart of the anti-smoking PSAs and gave the tobacco conspiracy another 15 years of smooth sailing. In 1984, those tiny little warning labels had to be tightened up, but that move bought them time, too. Oh, but lately it's starting to look like their time is running out. Oh, the big tobacco conspiracy is on the run, dodging a blistering hail of product liability lawsuits and claims of nicotine manipulation. And oh, their corpo butts are clenching because one of their number has broken ranks and given in. Oh, now the big boys are running scared. They've dropped the word tobacco from their company names and diversified into much safer fields in an attempt to camouflage the dirty side of their business and protect their considerable assets. R.J.R. Reynolds Tobacco is now R.J.R. Nabisco. Philip Morris controls General Foods. And American Tobacco is now American Brands, the folks who bring you Chipperoos and Hydrox cookies. And this move has given them even more clout. Enough clout that even the crusading Reader's Digest no longer does anti-smoking pieces anymore, because they don't want to lose those big food advertising accounts. And the hard-working American tobacco farmer, well, he's becoming a thing of the past, strangled in the tentacles of forced buyouts, market manipulation, and corporate takeovers. Imported tobacco from Brazil and Zimbabwe is muscling into the American market, grown on conspiracy-owned plantations, conveniently outside of American jurisdictions. The conditions of the Zimbabwe compound alone make Dobbs Town look like a Club Med. and secret high-octane experimental tobacco from the Y1 Project, a super strain with a 6% nicotine content, is apparently popping up in some surprising places. Oh, not bad for some of the few corporations whose most viable argument for existence is that they aren't doing anything illegal.
Well, I acquired it legally. You can be sure of that.
It's funny because it's true.
Well absorbed.
Oh, yeah, when you choked and hacked on that first stolen Winston, you played right into the conspiracy's hands. Their marketing strategies combined with peer pressure, and it really paid off for them. They've got the demographics all figured out. They have to, because with 400,000 smokers croaking every year, they've got to hook new prospects to keep up their $30 billion a year business. Oh, they circle like chicken hawks over playgrounds full of future cigarette consumers, spending millions of dollars per year on marketing studies and psychological profiles, all designed to send the next generation squealing down their well-greased chutes. Oh, but hey, I don't want to blow any second-hand ill wind the cigarette company's way. I just want to point out that smoking is a matter of personal choice. And if it were up to me to tell you what to do, well, considering my position as a reverend, I guess it really is my duty to tell you what to do. So listen up. Smoke! If you don't, start. If you have trouble doing it, stick to the course. Keep it up until it works. Smoke as much as you can, as many cigarettes at once as possible. Smoke all the time, because our country, the whole future of this planet, depends on it. We have an aching need for cigarettes because we need lung cancer. We need heart disease and emphysema. We need to winnow down our burgeoning populations anyway. And what with all these great strides made in modern medicine, we're just not dying fast enough. We need to mow down the surplus for at least two generations of pinks and five or six generations of pobuckers. Oh, what are we going to do with all this excess stock littering the landscape when the exes show up?
Who's a man who smokes Marlboro cigarettes? What kind of a man is he?
I'm a guy who likes to work on my car. I like to take it apart and put it back together. I get to working on it and forget where I am, what time it is. I even forget to eat.
You don't forget to smoke, though.
I always smoke when I work. They go together.
Why Marlboro?
Well, it's the combination of things. When I draw on a cigarette, I want to taste something. With Marlboro, I do. Yet it's got a filter that works. Then there's this flip-top box.
Driving cattle, deserts on a blaze, pounding leather, rounding up the strays. Herding steers across the range, you'll find a man stops and takes big pleasure when and where he can.
Chesterfield! Join the men who know. Nothing satisfies like the big, clean taste of top tobacco in Chesterfield King.
Sun-drenched top tobacco's gonna mean that you're smoking smoother and you're smoking clean. Only top tobacco, full king size, gives the big clean taste that always satisfies.
Chesterfield! The taste you've been missing in the length you've learned to like. Full king size, top tobacco all the way for top tobacco filter action. Tops in friendly satisfaction. Join the big swing to Chesterfield King. New choice of the men of America.
Chesterfield! Winston tastes good like a cigarette chew.
Chew a smoker, it's a tent.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough till you come up to cool.
Light an oasis and you'll say, here's the precious taste in smoking today.
Cigarette is so rich tasting, yet so mild and camel.
get a lot. Life with a Marlboro filter, flavor, pack or box.
What's the name of that tune you were humming? Is it from a Broadway show or movie?
Broadway show? Movie? No. It's just that nice Salem song, that's all.
And what are the lyrics?
I thought you'd never ask.
Do we ought to do something, Fred?
Okay.
How's about taking a nap?
Hey, I got a better idea. Let's take a Winston break.
That's it! Winston is the one filter cigarette that delivers flavor 20 times a pack. Winston's got that filter blend.
Yeah, Fred.
So round, so firm, so fully packed.
A lucky strike, eh? What made you think it was a lucky strike?
I ain't talking.
What made you think it was a lucky strike?
Because it was so round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Can you remember that, Wilson?
Are you kidding?
How'd you know it wasn't a banana?
Because they let me taste it. It was a lucky strike, all right, because luckies taste bad.
Oh, Mr. Bogart, your chest x-rays are in.
Is it Russian roulette that we play? Did you smoke that pack of cigarettes today? Did you do your share to pollute the air? Is it Russian roulette that we play?
Thanks, Ray. When I'm off stage, I like to stop and think. Figure things out. That's why I smoke Viceroy. And when you think your way through all the filter claims, you come to the cigarette with a thinking man's filter and a smoking man's taste. Viceroy.
Mr. McQueen, time for your coffee enema.
Ooh, smoking. I'm choking. It's all you do be.
But I gotta tell you the truth, that you ain't smoking any cigarettes. Well, baby, they're smoking you.
I have the two things that would make anyone happy: a gorgeous wife, and I'm smoking a kid.
Which do you like the best?
Well, there's a tough one. Let's see. For cooking and for dancing and kissing, you satisfy best. But for filter and taste, Kent satisfies best.
I'll accept that.
Yeah, who is it?
It's Maurice. Can I talk to you, Phil?
That's Maurice Gospel. You know the fellow who plays Goldman in the show? He's got nothing to talk to me about. The tip is out that I just got a cotton and a camel. Watch this. Watch how he tries to wheedle a pack out of me. Come on in, Maurice.
Hiya, Phil.
Hello, Maurice.
Say, Phil, what time is rehearsal tomorrow?
What time? Same time as it's been all year.
Oh, really?
Oh, look, a cotton and a camel. Come on, get out of here.
Thanks.
Can't blame him, though. He wants his pleasure. So do I.
Cigarette? Not, thanks. I don't smoke much.
Hey, I smoke too much.
You smoke too much. I've noticed. Only frustrated people smoke too much, and only lonely people are frustrated.
Well, aren't you cute?
I can go home now. I got cigarettes to smoke. I'm tired.
I'd like a cigarette and my feet up. A little more work for you.
So round, so firm, so fully packed. That's my gal. So complete from the front to back. That's my sad. She's been toasted by the sun, yeah. And I'm a son of a gun, yeah. If she don't make my 5 o'clock a shatter, I come around in one. And you can bet your boots that I'd walk a mile snow. Just to see that toothpaste smile they mention on the Late Late Show. If you don't think she's a lot of fun, just ask a man, he's got one. So round, so firm, so fully packed. That's my gal. Thank you.
Well, smoke if you got 'em, smoke if you can. Get on your say, be a Marlboro man, be in a Marlboro, be in a Marlboro man. Smoke if you can, be a Marlboro man. We're taking all the inhale, taking all the puff. Pull out another smoker and make it something, something. Be in a Marlboro, be in a Marlboro man. Smoke if you can.
The Marlboro Man understands what dancing's all about. He learned it from the ancient astronauts. He makes a fool of himself in the biggest, proudest way. He gives it all he's got. He takes it.
My last day.
nothing better than a cigarette. Unless it's a cigarette lit with a $100 bill.
Here, here.
Now I'd like to offer you a Philip Morris, sir. I wonder if you have one of your own brand handy, do you?
I certainly do.
Now I want you to light up one of these two cigarettes and let it come slowly through your nose. That's the way, sir. That was the Philip Morris first, is that correct?
That's right.
All right, let's try exactly the same thing now with your own brand of cigarette. Here's a light for you, Mr. Adams. Remember, through your nose now. Ah! All right, sir, by your own choice. Now, what difference did you notice between the two?
As a matter of fact, quite a difference.
Are you smoking more now but enjoying it less? Light up again. You've got a good thing going. A name you can trust. A treat you can trust. It's a real tobacco taste. It's American finest cigarette.
Smoking tastes better.
That's why we rest our case on your test for taste.
Believe in yourself. Yes, that's what Philip Morris asked you to do.
You know, they ask you to do a lot of things with cigarettes today. They ask you to sniff them, to try them on your eyes, to try them on your nose, to try them on your throat. Well, I'm going to ask you to do something that's completely revolutionary. I'm going to ask you to smoke a cigarette to see if you like it.
Is it true, Miss O'Brien, if you visited a famous throat specialist every week for a 30-day period and that he carefully examined your throat each time?
It is.
Is it true that you smoked Camels and only Camels during those 30 days?
That's true.
Will you tell us what the doctor told you?
He said there wasn't any sign of irritation in my throat from smoking Camels.
And have you anything to add to that statement?
Yes. My doctor's report just proved what my own throat told me about Camels. They're wonderfully mild. And the flavor? Ah.
Thank you, Miss O'Brien. And happy smoking.
But why do these wonderful things happen when I change to Philip Morris?
Because day after day, you'll be smoking the cigarette recommended by eminent nose and throat specialists to patients who smoke. The one cigarette proved definitely milder than any other leading brand.
Each week, the makers of Camels send gift cigarettes to hospitalized servicemen, servicewomen, and veterans.
This week, free Camels go to Veterans Hospitals, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Fort Thomas, Kentucky.
The Clovis Air Force Hospital, Clovis, New Mexico, and to all hospitals operated by the Caribbean Command of the United States Army.
Raleigh and the W.A. Schaefer Pen Company present television's exciting new game, Penny to a Million.
And here we go. Let's get that penny doubling, shall we, kids? Johnny, you're going to be first. We start and we go clockwise, and here we go. Your first category is called Talking About Tobacco. So let us light up and smoke out some answers. John, according to history, the fellow who introduced tobacco to England is the face on the front of the pack with the coupon on the back. Who is he?
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Ooh, if you'd have missed that, boy. Thank you, John. All right, red-headed Phyllis Harris, our little mermaid. Is your tail cool in that water? Here we go. The man credited with beginning the culture of tobacco at Jamestown back in 1612 began the tobacco culture was John Rolfe. He married another famous character in American history. Who was she?
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas, are you right? Charlie Metzler. Mr. Metzler from Kansas City, listen to this tobacco quote, Charlie. A lone man's companion. A bachelor's friend, a hungry man's food, and a chilly man's fire. There's no herb like it under heaven. So wrote Charles Kingsley in a very famous book. Name the book, Charles. I'm sorry, Charlie. It was Westward Ho. But you get
hey, who are you calling a
$25 bond from J. Stewart for Raleigh's. And, of course, a carton of king-sized Raleigh cigarettes, the pack with the coupon on the back. Thank you, Charles Nestor.
Will there be anything else, sir? Would you get me a pack of cigarettes? And make them all these.
77 Sunset Strip. Brought to you by Salem Cigarettes.
Many Loves of Dobie Gillis is brought to you by Marlboro.
The second half of Rawhide is brought to you by Cool, the cigarette with extra coolness you can feel in your throat.
Tonight, Bachelor Father was brought to you by Dual Filter Tarotin.
The Flintstones, brought to you by Winston, America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
The makers of Old Gold Cigarettes present Ted Mack and the Original Amateur Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, every week on this show, our little girlfriends, the Old Gold Dancing Cigarette Pack and the Little Matchbox, come out here and do a dance dedicated to Old Gold Cigarettes. So we explained to them that this week, after all, we were just dispensing with commercial announcements. So both of them very cutely wriggled the box a little bit and said, well, can't we dance for the New York Heart campaign, the 1950 Heart campaign? So I spoke to Ted, and Ted looked up at me and said, Dennis, I think they should. And I think they should, too. Right now, it's the Old Gold Dancing Cigarette Pack, the Little Matchbox, their contribution to the Heart campaign as they dance to How About You. Here they are.
Compare extra filter length for Spring's lighter taste.
World's most thoroughly tested filter.
Winston has a pure, white, modern filter.
Parliament's built-in filter mouthpiece removes much of the tar all cigarette smoke contains.
Only Lark's filter has two outer sections, plus an inner chamber of charcoal granules.
Recessed filter, set deep to let you smoke clean.
What is filter smoking coming to?
Weed. You smoke marijuana?
No. I don't reckon I've ever tried any. I've smoked Prince Albert, RJR, Country Gentleman Sons, Rabbit Tobacco.
What is rabbit tobacco?
It just grow out on the weed, and then the wintertime after it frosts, it turns sort of whitish looking. You strip it off and roll it up in brown paper. Smoke it.
It's got a little flavor to it, different to just ordinary grass.
Well, it couldn't be nothing. It's wild. I've chewed it. Don't chew worth a flip.
Not much to chew, no.
Marijuana's a different thing. I believe I've seen some of it. It's all give a different brand.
You ever chew tobacco?
Yeah. Bull of the woods. Behind the back.
Beech nut?
Yeah, all right, beech nut's good, but I eat too much of it. It's too good.
I don't mind this pussy. Whole world is smoking. You can't stop choking. It's how you do me. My future's burned to ashes. Love's gone out of fashion. It's how you do me.
These Laramie cigarettes give me the steady nerves I need to combat evil.
Gee willikers, radioactive man. Wished I was old enough to smoke Laramies.
Sorry, Fallout Boy. Not until you're 60. Look out!
Will radioactive man act in time to save the Earth?
Yay! Boys will be boys.
Gotta nuke something.
Good for sheep, but what are we to do?
Smoke them if you got them.
That can be arranged.
Who are you?
Who am I? Why, I thought all smokers knew me. So you like to smoke, eh? Well, you came to the right place, Sonny.
And you get all the smoking you can handle!
Ain't that ironic?
You shouldn't smoke. It's no fun to smoke just one. Take six and a stroke. Cream and pulse and sizzle.
Children should not smoke, rather.
Light a fag and take a drink.
This is not a joke.
You will squirm and
little kid shouldn't smoke tobacco.
You'll feel ill and see spots and get a tummy ache.
Smoke a lot, you're under spot, you may have a stroke.
Pop and pop and pop.
Leave
little boy should not smoking cigarette.
Smoke a lot and chew some more. Now that we have spoke. Chew and chew and chew, chew. Little boy should not smoke.
What's this?
Holy smokes!
Hey, what gives?
Well, it's pretty obvious, dear. Our son has been smoking.
Duh!
Everybody's always saying how bad it is. Telling kids not to do it. And I figured, if grown-ups say it was so bad, there must be something real good about it.
Cause the whole world is choking. I can't stop smoking. It's hard to do me. The life is smoke. Love me or fool me. The world is choking. I can't stop smoking.
Bart! Have you started smoking?
No.
Don't lie to me, boy. Uh-huh. Cigarettes, just as I thought.
They're not mine. My boss said his warehouse was full.
Yeah, right. Son, I'm going to teach you a lesson. I'm going to stand here and watch you smoke every one of those cigarettes. Then maybe you'll learn.
We tried smoking coffee, but that was no good. So he emptied out some ashtrays.
What?
And we smoked that. We didn't feel too good.
I don't feel so good.
They found my fingerprints on my ashtray and not yours. That was enough for them.
They won't believe that.
They will when they hear the things you and Bob said to each other the other night in Irene's apartment.
You were there.
Hello, Connie.
And you've got Bob with you.
Bob! I'm so glad.
You're glad. How do you think I feel?
Got a light? You don't look so hot.
Taking his pulse.
We've done everything, Doctor. I don't think there's much hope.
His pulse is very weak. I don't think he's going to make it. Can you get me some plasma? Perhaps some plasma would help.
Would you hand some plasma?
Quick,
would you hurry with the plasma for the doctor?
Never mind. Never mind.
Don't tell me.
It's too late. He's dead.
Not as dead as his cigarettes.
Oh, my God!
I'm so depressed.
Is anyone here not a downer? Anyone?
It is the judgment of the committee that cigarette smoking contributes substantially to mortality from certain specific diseases and to the overall death rate.
Mr. and Mrs. United States,
The topic of very great interest this week was the controversy over cigarettes and cancer of the lungs. Now, my editorial opinion is this. The scientists may be unconvinced that the cigarette is guilty, but I am fully convinced that it is very far from innocent.
Think of the cigarette pack as a storage container for a day's supply of nicotine.
You want a few laughs, you ought to go in and sit in a psychiatrist's office and watch these nuts. I walked in the psychiatrist's office. I walked up to the psychiatrist. I said, Doc, he said, Cardi, you've got to stop smoking. I said, will that help me? He said, no, you're burning my couch.
Cigarette, Bob? Oh, sorry. Didn't realize you were in a straitjacket.
That's a poison cigarette Captain Arnold is about to smoke. And Docker's men use Zombie Warren to lure his niece, Linda, into the spy's clutches. Who dropped that cigarette onto the oily rag? Can Linda escape from the blazing building? Don't fail to see Embers of Evil, Chapter 12 of Batman at this theater next week.
Thanks.
Pleasure.
I'll do the same for you sometime.
Save my life? Give you a cigarette.
Smoke cool cigarettes with the new silicosis filter. Thousands of tiny silicosis flavor traps. Smoke ghoul cigarettes. Also try ghoul queen size with the soft rubber.
I need any help with the coffin? Pardon me.
Now, I know one problem I'm going to have. I spend a lot of time at this bar in my neighborhood because my buddies hang out there, and they all smoke, so it's going to be tough for me not to.
Yes, indeed it will.
Now, back when TV wasn't too old, a certain young fella with a heart of gold sung a cigarette song. Well, that young fella was me. Since then, the world's made a lot of whirls, and you good-looking women who then were girls will find I've got a little different philosophy. There's far too many pros and cons, and too many brunettes to turn into blondes, and too many commercials telling me what to smoke. Well, I'm still sticking to my favorite brand, in spite of that crepe-hanging medicine man who says if I keep smoking, I'm bound to croak.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
think about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette.
He knew that the temptation to smoke might be more than he could resist. Never lose sight of this.
Maybe I like it that way.
You're an abomination.
We don't approve of smoke. No.
Well, you don't, do you? I said, why do you ask? He said, I smoke. No! I said, honey, it's the cigarette that does the smoking. You're the sucker.
Think of the cigarette as a dispenser for a dose unit of nicotine.
The contents of the hijacked truck, some 12,000 cartons of Laramie 100.
Oh, my God!
We have it. We have a number of leads. And let me assure all you smokers out there is no shortage of cigarettes.
How do we know that?
All right, let me refer that question back to Jack Larson, Laramie Tobacco Products. Jack?
Thank you, Chief. Folks, I'm pleased to announce that a new truckload of Laramies with their smooth, good taste and rich tobacco flavor is already heading towards Springfield, and the driver has been instructed to ignore all stop signs and crosswalks.
Claim that Philip Morris secretly adds nicotine during the manufacturing process to keep smokers addicted is false.
Let me repeat. We do not manipulate nicotine to addict smokers.
Lorillard makes no effort to keep secret any information about the nicotine content of our products.
How did you manage to grow and ship millions of pounds of Y1 if the USDA permits only experimental quantities of seed to leave the country in the first
place? That's a good question. I don't know.
Is there any additional Y1 being stored anywhere in the world under your control?
Under my control?
Ownership.
under my ownership, not that I know of.
Sister corporations or anything else?
There may be some sister corporations that have some Y1, yes.
Will you provide that information to the record also?
Yes, I will.
I must have read 100 things on smoking this past year, and in every one, the evidence was just absolutely clear that nicotine would kill me if I went on unheeding. I was almost convinced that I'd have to give up reading.
We have witnessed an unprecedented assault on tobacco that has unfortunately been driven not by science but by press release. I am proud to represent the thousands of honest, hardworking men and women who earned their livelihood producing this legal product.
Legally, you can be sure of that.
I am proud of all their positive contributions to my community. And I'll be damned if they are to be sacrificed on the altar of political correctness.
You and I both know that Twinkies don't kill a single American a year. They may not add to a healthy diet, but they don't kill.
Understanding of how that number is.
If you don't agree with the number, then give us your number. How many smokers die each year from smoking cigarettes?
I will explain.
No, I want your answer. We have a limited time.
I do not know how many.
You disagree with the Surgeon General's opinion.
It is a computer-generated number that makes the assumption.
Mr. Johnson, I'm going to have to ask you to respond to my question. Do you or do you not agree with the Surgeon General's estimate of over 400,000 smokers dying?
I do not agree.
Okay.
A friend of mine smoked filter tips. Leroy was his name. He died last year. They all said smoking was the blame. He didn't die of cancer. No, his case won't be forgotten. Died from a lung full of charcoal and cotton. Buried him in a flip-top box.
I believe nicotine is not addictive, yes.
Mr. Johnson.
Congressman, cigarettes and nicotine clearly do not meet the classic definitions of addiction. There is no intoxication.
We'll take that as a no, and again, time is short. If you could just, I think each of you believe nicotine is not addictive. We just would like to have this for the record.
I don't believe that nicotine or our products are addictive.
I believe nicotine is not addictive.
I believe that nicotine is not addictive. I believe that nicotine is not addictive.
And I too believe that nicotine is not addictive.
If I may, at this juncture, I am somewhat appalled by the conduct of this hearing. You invited responsible executives here to devote their time and their honesty to the answers. You overwhelm people with questions. You ask yes and no. And I would like to think if we're going to have an exchange here, a true exchange, for you to be informed rather than have your minds made up, we should be given chances in future questioning to expand if necessary.
When everybody on the panel says the same thing and astonishingly says it in the same way as all of you did a moment ago when you affirmed that you did not believe nicotine is addictive, it raises the question about whether or not the response was rehearsed. Mr. Horgan, did your lawyer tell you that you needed to affirm today without equivocation that nicotine is addictive? Is not addictive?
No one had to tell me anything about my opinions about addiction, sir.
Did this group discuss the need to state clearly in the same words as you all did, in the same words, that nicotine is not addictive?
You absolutely do not think that we get together and meet. That's absolutely outrageous.
My doctor said with me why the habit was acute. Said to give up smoking, well, I'd have to find a substitute. I found one, and I thought I might start a brand new fad. I thought the idea was really great, but my girl got pretty mad. So then I started drinking, and last week I came home high. My wife said, drunk again. I said, so am I. AA said I'd have to replace alcohol, so with regrets, I substituted drinking and went back to cigarettes.
Growing up around cigarette smoke was hard. Clean air would help me to live like my friends.
Punk ass.
And get to do all of those things they once liked to do.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Robert, you said it better than any member of Congress could possibly have said it.
I'd like to know what each of you say to Robert.
We suck!
So I smile and say,
joke. I didn't come here to f*** around. Man, I come here to smoke. And she reaches across the table and grabs his bony sleeves and crumbles his body between her hands like dried and brittle leaves, flicking out his teeth and bones like useless stems and seeds. And then she rolls him in a zigzag and lights him like a roach. And the fastest man with the fastest hands goes up in a puff.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, old sleepyhead. I'm packing you in like I said. Take everything. I'm leaving my wedding ring. Don't look for me. I'll get ahead. Remember, darling. Don't smoke in bed.
Oh, yeah, Seekers. Oh, wasn't that a nice smoking break? Ooh, look at this overflowing ashtray. We've got a lot of different butts in it. Oh, there's a little bit of the tubes with La Vie en Fumée. Oh, and I know that one. That's the pear. It's so round, so firm, so fully packed. Oh, Norman Bates and the Showerheads are in there with that Smoke 'Em If You Got 'Em Marlboro Man song. Ooh, we even had a little bit of Junior Samples and some Shel Silverstein. And, oh, this is a smoking hot Julie London. I'll probably wind up rerunning this show in about 14 years or so. It'll be interesting seeing what changes I make to it then. For you, Seekers, that was a great show. I added another Marlboro Man song to it, Proud Americans by World Entertainment War. That Rob Brezhne Free Will Astrology guy did the best album ever. Go figure. If I survive until next week, we'll have another show. Good night, Seekers, and keep on smoking.
Let's hurry up and get out of here before someone sees the smoke. The smoke, honey, it's done. The battle of filth has been won.
We are the filthiest people alive.
Run!
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online at subgenius.com.